gets us a little bit more anxious to get back on the field. So we're ready. It's Friday. We'll go on the field practice tomorrow and kind of have our final little get together as a team before we take the field. So it's finally here.
Hey, is it kind of rough that you're the best player on your team, Aaron Rodgers, is probably not going to be 100% going into Sunday, especially when you guys have been pretty much healthy on both sides of the ball?
I mean, what can he do? He's a warrior. And I think we all saw that last week with the Lions game, coming back from the tunnel and playing the way he did. So who knows, whatever. I think he's the only one that truly knows how he feels. So I don't think any of us have any doubt that he's going to go out there and get it done. So it's going to be just another little piece of the story, I think, for him, and we're excited to watch him.
Can I be uplifting for your team when you got a guy out there who's battling pretty much on one leg in his last game, and he's just doing whatever he can to try to will this team to the next round?
I think so. I think watching him in that Lions game was uplifting for everybody around here. When you see a guy like him gets paid $1 billion and comes out here and risks injury to come back in the game, and that we'd already clinched the playoffs. Obviously, we wanted that bye, and he comes back in when he looked like he got shot, you know, on that play before, and just played so well and basically hobbled around on one leg, making all the throws, sneaking that one in from the 1-yard line. I mean, it's a gutsy performance. So when you see the guy doing that, you know, one of the faces of the NFL doing that, it has to be inspiring, I think, for everybody.
What are you looking to do as a defense to try to shut down this high-powered offense with the Cowboys?
Well, I mean, they've been on a roll, obviously, lately, these last month and a half, 2 months, basically. But DeMarco Murray's playing great. You know, their offensive line it's no secret that they're playing really well. Tony Romo, it's like every team now. There's 8 teams left. Everybody has a ton of talent, has a ton of weapons. So it's kind of whoever team decides to bring it on Sunday. So that's why the playoffs are exciting.
Think this team will be ready to play in the cold? I mean, the wind's going to be out there. It's going to be cold. I mean,
us or Dallas?
No,
us?
Not Dallas, yeah.
Oh, Dallas. yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. I think that's kind of overblown, the whole weather thing. I don't think other teams sit there and worry about it as much as maybe, you know, the storylines that go about it. You know, Tony Romo's from Wisconsin, so it's not like he's coming from the Bahamas. He's been in this, so that's the number one guys that I think have to deal with the cold is the guys handling the ball, and quarterback, center, running backs. So they'll be fine. I don't think it's I think they'll be perfectly ready to play.
AJ, is this your guys' toughest test as far as with run defense and what they can do with Murray and stretching that offensive line?
I mean, well, I'll let you know for sure after the game. But yeah, as far as it looks on paper and on film, yeah, it's such a good, like you said, up front. We played them last year, and we got a taste of it last year. Obviously, how they run. I have a lot of respect for DeMarco Murray. How they that stretch kind of zone scheme they run. A lot of times he has so much patience. I say it all the time. You guys have heard me say it. A guy like Eddie, all great backs have great patience. And when they see that crease, they're going to let it develop. They're going to let their linemen do their job, and then bam, they're going to hit it. And that's what they do a good job of. So big physical guys up front they have with some studs behind them. Yeah, it's going to be a good test.
AJ, the triplets for the Cowboys in the 90s gave the Packers some playoff problems. How do you think the current addition of triplets stacks up to those guys?
Well, I mean, you look at a guy like Tony, like Witten, Dez. Honestly, everywhere you look, they're studs, and that's kind of how it is, though. That's the league. That's the NFL. People ask me all the time. It's been a long time since I've been in college, but they like to ask, what's the biggest difference between the college game and the NFL game? In the NFL game, everywhere you look, you know, there's star players that can get it done. There's no cakewalks anywhere you look, especially when you get this – second round of the playoffs. So I think they stack up pretty nicely. Hopefully we come out and have a good show in them.
Speaking of college, is it going to be hard for you to keep your focus on Sunday? What are you looking forward to?
No, I'll be all right. I feel good about the game Monday night. I think a lot of people probably didn't give Ohio State that much of a chance against Alabama. I stuck with them. I've stuck with them the whole time. They have Urban Meyer's doing a great job. So I'll be focused on our game Sunday.
Why are you guys a team to beat on Sunday?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you're playing at home. Weather's pretty much over, but why are you a team to beat?
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Why do you think that you guys are the ones that are going to come take care of business on Sunday?
Oh, sorry for the explanation.
That's fine.
I mean, I think being at home, cold weather, Lambeau Field, all that goes into this game. And I think the magnitude kind of surrounding this game is one of those things that you can't even really put it into words, I think. We understand what it means. We know who came before us, who built this place. So that doesn't, even guys that are rookies here, they understand that. The second you walk in this building, you see it. So I think all that kind of coming together and playing the Cowboys, they have such a great history and tradition as well. What better way than to duke it out on Sunday at noon?
Thank you.
You've been such good friends with Aaron for a long time. Do you think they're going to maybe have to protect Aaron from Aaron? Do you think he's going to get out there and get in the game and forget that he's injured and take off at all?
Competitors like him that are the ultra competitors, you do have to kind of protect them from themselves sometimes. But I think his whatever he has going on will kind of dictate what he can do and how he moves around or whatever. So, they'll have a close eye on him. I'm sure there'll be a few cameras on him. There'll be a few doctors and trainers watching over how he's doing. So he'll have plenty of help to make any decision he needs.
And we saw him call his own number on that 1 yard touchdown. Not going to be doing that this week.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure it's always an option. At least he wants you to know that it's always an option, regardless of how he feels.
And we heard that you guys had the ice bowl uploaded onto your iPads. Have you guys actually, do you think most of your teammates are going back and actually looking at that and kind
yeah,
of using it as motivation?
I don't know if you guys will sit there and be studying the schemes and everything, but I think you want to get a feel for the atmosphere of what it was like. Yeah, I mean, like you said, this place was going, was built by guys like that. It's going to be going long after we're all gone. So it's one of those things I think you need to always have in the back of your mind. We know who came before us. Everybody does here. And this special place, so just another reminder of that. Coach does a good job also of kind of reiterating that throughout the weeks.